The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state, and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today. And I look forward to talking to you soon.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Black Real Estate Dialogue podcast, episode 213. Thank you all so much for taking a moment to listen. Just a couple quick announcements before we jump into this week's episode. If you haven't already, make sure you leave us a rating and review. It helps us to spread this message all over the world and reach our community all over the world with this important information. You know what's important. So take a moment. It'll take you less than 10 seconds. Leave us a rating and review. I would love to hear from you. Also, if you are someone who is interested in buying your first or next investment property in 2024, the doors to my new four-week program, Homebuyer Society, are open and they close on Friday, March 15th, 2024. So if you're hearing this, definitely make sure you click the link in the description. I would love to join you and help you create your plan for building wealth, help you create your plan for buying that first or next property. All right, this episode, we talk about five cities where you can buy a property for $75,000 or less. You heard that correctly. So without further ado, let's get into it. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode. In this episode, I'm going to talk about the five cities where you can buy rental properties for $75,000 or less. Last week, I spoke about $100,000 or less, and the response has been great, especially on YouTube. If you are not following on YouTube, definitely make sure you go ahead, search Black Real Estate Dialogue on YouTube. We are having a blast over there. But as we know, home prices are just crazy right now. So I want to show you some places today that are realistic, that are affordable, and you may not invest in any of these places. But the point is, I want you to know that there are other opportunities out there. There are affordable opportunities out there and all over the country. Definitely make sure you stay till the end. I'm going to share some things that you definitely want to consider before you invest anywhere, whether it's local or whether it's out of state. And definitely make sure you leave that five-star rating and review. All right. So the first city on this list is Louisville, Kentucky. Shout out to the greatest Muhammad Ali. That's his hometown. I found 28 properties in Louisville that were $75,000 or less, which was pretty dope. And the rental rate for what I saw in that range was about $900 to $1,000 per month. The next city on the list is Little Rock, Arkansas. I found 36 properties in Little Rock that were $75,000 or less. And when I was looking at the rents in that range, for that price range, $850 to about $950 per month is what I saw. The third city is Birmingham, Alabama. So in Birmingham, I found 106 properties for $75,000 or less. And as far as the rent, some of the rents that I saw were between $1,000 to $1,200 per month for homes that are around that range. And then the next city is Montgomery, Alabama, another city which I haven't really heard many people talk about investing in. In fact, most of the cities that I've mentioned, I haven't really heard people talk about investing in. So these cities could potentially be sleepers and places that you may want to look further into. But again, at the end, I'm going to share some more about some of the factors you want to look at. So in Montgomery, I found 75 properties that were $75,000 or less. And as far as rents, it was about the $1,000 or so range. All right, this next city is one that you probably would not expect, and you might actually think, why is this guy mentioning this city? But again, I want to expose you all to as much as possible. And so this next city is Huntington, West Virginia. I found 58 homes in Huntington for $75,000 or less. All right. So to close this episode, I want to talk about some of the things that you should consider before investing in a particular city. So the first thing you want to think about is, are there new businesses coming to the city? Are there companies moving their headquarters to the city? Are there companies expanding their current offices who are there within the city? This is something that you want to look into. And the reason for that is because if companies are coming, if businesses are coming, what does that also mean? That means jobs are coming. And what does that also mean? That means folks will need a place to live. Not everybody's necessarily going to relocate to where their job is going and buy a house. Many people will just want to rent. So that's something else that you want to consider. Also, are there new real estate developments taking place? Are there new buildings being built? Are there new homes being built? Are there new office buildings being built? New restaurants, so on and so forth. These are things that you want to keep in consideration as well. You also want to look at if they're investing in the downtown. So if cities are investing in the downtown, this is not something they're going to be shy about publicizing. They're always going to want to talk about the fact that they're investing in their downtown. And in fact, if they are, it'll be very easy to find if they're investing in their downtown or if they're investing in other areas of the city. It's always going to be on the headlines. They're going to want to talk about this so they can attract more dollars and attract more people and investors to that particular city. The other thing, are they adding amenities for people to enjoy in the city? So things like bike paths, fixing up the parks and walkways and stuff like that. I'm from Brooklyn originally, and it felt like overnight there were bike lanes all over the city. And it was impossible to drive, right? But these plans were made decades in advance, probably when I was a kid, to have these bike lanes and this expansion in the city, right? And so these cities don't decide, oh, tomorrow we're going to do X. This stuff is decided decades in advance. And it ties right into the next point that I'm going to make, and I'll expand on that a little bit further. One thing that I don't hear people talking about online is the importance of being plugged into the city council meetings. At the city council meetings, the business of the city is what they're talking about, right? At the city council meetings, you can get an inside scoop into exactly what's going on. They're talking about new developments. They are discussing various things and bringing it to the public. And these things are public. So you can go if you're local, or in many cases, you can find the transcripts online. In many cases, you can even find the video replays online. And you can do a search or just watch for what's happening regarding development, what's happening regarding real estate in general, and businesses, and just expansion in the city. Not every city has plans to expand, but you definitely want to make sure you're investing in a city with those kind of plans. And the city council meeting is a great, great place to find out some of that inside information that may not necessarily even be on the headlines. All right. So that's something that you want to look into. So definitely, you know, whatever city you're interested in, you know, or maybe you want to start locally just to see what it's like, go to the city council meetings and you'll be able to gain a lot of knowledge from that and what they're doing and what they're trying to do. And generally, you want to invest in the path of growth. You want to invest in a city that's on its way up, right? You do not want to invest in a city with in population, you know, the trends vary. I don't think it's the worst thing if a city's population has some level of decline, but you want to avoid cities that have had a rapid decline in recent years, right? You want to invest in a city that's moving on its way up. The factors that I mentioned before, if you see several of these factors, it might be a good city for you to check out, but you want to make sure you're in the path of growth. The second thing you want to do is connect with local investors. So whether you are local, whether you are out of state, you don't even need to leave your couch to do this, right? You can join Facebook groups. That's what I did. That's what I do. You can join the real estate investor Facebook groups for whatever area you're interested in investing in, right? And you want to talk to people, ask questions. You can search the chat. Or search the group for certain conversations, right? You can see what contractors people are using. You can see what agents people are using, what insurance and so on and so forth. You can figure out the neighborhoods to look into, the neighborhoods to not look into. And it's very easy. You just join these groups. And if you want to invest locally where you're at, go to the meetups. There's typically some level of monthly meetup in most cities, right? And so you go on Eventbrite, go on the meetup app and see what's going on. So that's something that you want to consider as well. But like I said, if you're not from the area you want to invest in, you want to talk to locals about the certain neighborhoods that are doing good. You do your own research, right? But I think having that local knowledge, having those local boots on the ground is something that's extremely important and that I recommend looking into and see where others are investing, right? Read the discussions and, you know, you can even lurk. Sometimes you don't even need to say anything. You might be able to find what you're looking for by simply searching the thread or history, whatever you want to call it, simply by searching it inside of the Facebook group. I do it very, very often and it doesn't take a lot of time. So you can do that once this episode ends. The next thing is you want to look at crime statistics in the areas you're considering. Look at the types of crimes that are taking place. And, you know, before I go any further, there's crime everywhere. You can't escape it. Every city has crime, right? There's varying degrees of crime, varying types of crime, But every city has crime. I just want to put that out there because that is a fact. But like I said, locals will give you a good idea of the areas to avoid in terms of crime and, you know, certain activity. But you can simply do a Google search. Do a Google search and look locally on look locally regarding crime. And if there's certain neighborhoods you're interested in, look at the crime in a certain zip code or neighborhood and the types of crime that are taking place, right? And something else to keep in mind, what I see a lot of people doing that's a big mistake is thinking about where you would invest the same way you would think about where you would live. It is irrelevant if you would be comfortable living in an area that you're considering investing in. It's not for you. It's for somebody else, right? The best thing is, the most important thing I should say is somebody else willing to live there? That's all that matters, right? And, you know, obviously, if it's something that you plan, let's say it's local, right? And it's some place that you plan to manage on your own and you think you probably will go there time to time, you want to make sure you have some level of comfort, but don't think about it in a sense of, would I live here? Because it doesn't matter, right? You'd be surprised, you know, where some people are willing to live. And I'm not asking you to invest in like a terrible area, but don't think about it through, would I like this house? Would I live in this house? It doesn't matter. You need to figure out if the locals and those who are there who are going to rent, if there's a market for that particular area, type of neighborhood, et cetera. So I hope that helped. I really want to encourage you. I don't want you to feel down about prices and where things are. I know it's hard for a lot of people right now. I know budgets are tight. I know pockets are tight. You know, people are getting laid off, but I want you to be encouraged. There's plenty of opportunity out there. Sometimes you just need to think outside the box. And that's why I do these episodes. And I really want to just talk to y'all and just really have an open conversation and encourage you to think outside of the box, right? Your time may not come in 2024. Your time might come in 2025. Your time might come in 2026, but it's important to get ready now. Get ready now. Educate yourself now so that when your time comes, you can execute. And it will be my joy if I can help you in any way to get there. I'm going to keep putting this content out, and I hope y'all are catching on and absorbing this information. Don't listen to the headlines. Ignore those things. It's made to discourage you. But I'm always going to encourage you. I'm going to encourage you to do your homework, encourage you to get educated, make a plan, and execute. All right. So thank you so much. I appreciate you all taking some time to listen, and definitely make sure you leave us a rating and review. I always love hearing from you all, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue, and be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.